this is your Polycast for Wednesday, March 4th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the dispute over Minscu's future appears settled. House Republicans move to cut taxes on Social Security benefits, and Tom Emmer on the Homeland Security funding flap. Faculty union leaders have ended a months-long dispute with the chancellor of the Minnesota State Colleges and University System. Alex Friedrich has more.
Last year, faculty leaders complained the chancellor was not giving them enough of a say in Minscu's future. In October, both faculty unions pulled out of talks over the major overhaul. The tentative agreement transfers at least some of the decision-making power to campus committees. Minscu spokeswoman Kim Olson says the agreement goes a long way to improving relations with faculty.
We've agreed to move forward cooperatively and collaboratively, and we're all very optimistic about that.
Olson said the new decision-making structure should be ready by fall and will integrate many of the reform ideas proposed over the past 2 years. Alex Friedrich, Minnesota Public Radio News.
A Minnesota Republican wants to lure Wisconsin businesses here that are opposed to efforts in the Badger State to make union dues voluntary. The legislature in Wisconsin is poised to pass what's known as right-to-work legislation. Farmington Republican Representative Pat Garofalo said Wisconsin government has no place getting involved in voluntary contracts between companies and private sector unions.
This is how they pay for their workforce development, for their workforce training, and this is the Wisconsin government sticking their nose into stuff that it doesn't belong. And we are happy to take those disgruntled employers and have them come to Minnesota and bring those jobs with them.
Garofalo sent a letter to two employers urging them to move from Wisconsin to Minnesota. It wasn't long ago that Minnesota Republicans were considering their own right-to-work bill. Garofalo said the Minnesota legislation didn't go anywhere because it was a bad idea. A Minnesota House committee unanimously approved a bill that requires Minnesota colleges and universities to collect information about campus sexual violence and report the numbers to the state once a year. It would also give victims new ways to report abuse to authorities, including through the internet. Republican Representative Marion O'Neill of Maple Lake says her bill is an attempt to reduce sexual assaults on campus.
It also makes a uniform policy across all of the universities, because some of them are doing it and they're doing a great job, but not all. So this is across all of the private universities, University of Minnesota, and the Minscu system. So we have a uniform approach to sexual assault.
Nobody testified in opposition to the bill, but a lobbyist for the University of Minnesota said he wants to work with O'Neill to change some of the reporting requirements. Minnesota House Republicans went to work Tuesday on their pledge to give back to taxpayers a majority of the state's nearly $1.9 billion budget surplus. Members of the House Tax Committee debated several Republican-backed bills to exempt Social Security income from state taxes. Tim Pugmire reports.
There are five similar House bills to phase out the taxes senior citizens pay on their Social Security income. Republican Representative Kathy Lohmer of Stillwater said her bill would help keep retirees from leaving Minnesota.
These same people who've lived here all their lives, raised families, been productive and valuable members of their communities, are now having to choose to leave neighbors, friends, children, and grandchildren because of the taxes they're being asked to pay. Whether we like it or not, it's happening. And we have, personally, our family has half a dozen friends who have already left.
Lohmer's bill would reduce the Social Security tax by 10% a year until the full exemption is reached. Republican Representative Dale Lewick of Aiken is proposing a faster five-year phase-out.
When you're sitting on a fixed income and a piece of it is Social Security, you've got nowhere to go except to start pulling things out of your budget. No longer can you do those things. And so this is an opportunity to just very rapidly, very simply, put some dollars back in our senior citizens' pockets.
Social Security benefits are already exempt from state and federal taxes if an individual's income is under $25,000. The threshold is $32,000 for married couples filing jointly. Full taxation doesn't kick in until incomes top $34,000 for individuals and $44,000 for couples. DFL Representative Diane Loeffler of Minneapolis said a majority of Minnesota senior citizens are currently not being taxed.
This bill wouldn't help them. It would help the higher income seniors who you know, exceed that threshold and have above average earnings for a retiree.
Still, the proposed reduction could affect an estimated 381,000 tax returns in 2016. The cost to the state would grow each year. DFL Representative Ann Lencheski of Bloomington said she's open to considering the tax break, but she cautioned that its price tag is significant.
These bills will ultimately cost about $500 million a year, about $1 billion at least in lost revenue when they're fully phased in. And I think that's okay if people want to figure out how they're going to permanently cut state spending to come up with that money.
DFL Governor Mark Dayton said last month that he doesn't support the full exemption of Social Security income, but is willing to look at adjusting the current income thresholds. The bills were laid over for possible inclusion in the House omnibus tax bill. The committee also advanced a measure to exempt military retirement pay from Minnesota's income tax. The proposed tax break would be phased in over 5 years. Republican Representative Bob Detmer of Forest Lake said his bill would generate revenue from veterans retiring in Minnesota.
Those are the type of people you would like to see stay in your state and start second careers. They'll be maybe starting businesses. They'll hire other people. They're going to buy homes. They'll buy vehicles.
House Republicans are also pushing a package of tax breaks for businesses, which they included in the first bill they introduced this session. Governor Dayton's tax priority is an expansion of the state's child care credits. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
It was a bipartisan vote for Minnesota's congressional delegation to fund the Department of Homeland Security for the rest of the year with no strings attached. The U.S. House took the vote yesterday after an effort by Republican House Speaker John Boehner failed to pressure President Obama into reversing his executive action on immigration. Sixth District Republican Congressman Tom Emmer says even though he disagrees with President Obama, it was a bad strategy for House Republicans to try to tie immigration to Homeland Security funding.
When I talk about strategy, you know, you don't leverage, you don't hold American safety hostage, especially coming from a state with the Mall of America. You just don't do that. It's not a place where Republicans should think up these strategies that put the American people and the president against Republicans. Really, what we should do, if you could make executive order, the funding, the defunding of it, germane to a bill that reauthorizes the IRS. I mean, that's you need to be thinking, where are the American people in terms of in receiving our ideas if you're going to do that sort of thing? And certainly the House has the ability to drive these things. And if you're going to do it from the House side, you better be very thoughtful about where are the American people and where do we align together, because it's about governing and it's about being in partnership with the American people. And stop getting so emotionally invested in what's going on in the corner office. The American people will be able to judge that for themselves. If you do the right thing for the right reasons and you're on the side of the American people, guess what? Veto threats, executive orders, everything else, the American public will respond to that.
Emmer says court decisions are already forcing a delay in the president's plan to halt deportations of some people in the country illegally. He says Republicans should focus on what's good for the economy and trust the voters to be on their side. Well, that is your Polycast for this Wednesday, so march forth and do some good. Sorry, couldn't resist. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. I'll see you again here tomorrow.